Hello.
Hello, my name is Roger.
Hello.
Hello, I am calling from National Food Survey. I am not selling anything. I am commenting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay. What's that?
May I know, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet such as print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm having a tough time understanding you. Can you speak English, please?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including
no,
print?
No. No.
Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
What's there?
Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Donald Trump, baby. Go, Donnie.
Are
you voting for Trump? Are you voting for Trump?
In this time, I'm not able to speak about my personal interest in the politics. I'm just here for your opinion.
Donald Trump, baby.
What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president?
100%.
Thank you.
I'm going to early vote, and I'm going to try and vote 3 times if I can. Donald Trump, baby.
And may I know your age?
16.
May I know what racial or ethnic group best fits?
No, I'm 54. I just wish I was 16. Remember when you were 16? That was great, huh?
But you weren't able to vote.
That's true. Wouldn't have been able to vote for Trump.
And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? Such as white or Caucasian? Hispanic, Latino, Black, or African American?
I am white Caucasian.
Thank you.
Pretty tan, though, so I could pass for something else.
Thank you so much.
We live at the lake.
Can you rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale of 0 to 10?
You gonna ask me a question or just it?
Yes, you can you rate
10
your level of okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. For example,
you're cutting out on me. Can't hear you. You disappeared. You doing heroin over there?
Hello, is there an error?
There, you're back.
I'm going to read you a list of elected officials.
Go ahead and read them.
Okay. Joe Biden as the current president of the United States.
True.
Do you approve or disapprove?
Oh, totally disapprove.
Yes?
Get him out of there.
Okay, what about Mercy Kaptur as Congresswoman?
Disapprove. Get her out of there. Had enough of Marcy. She's been there too long. Get rid of her.
Okay, what about Donald Trump as former president of the U.S.?
Say that again?
Donald Trump as former president.
Donald Trump approve.
Is lightly, is somewhat or strongly?
I'm having trouble hearing you. Say it again.
Do you approve Donald Trump? Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
I approve. I like Sherrod. He's cool.
Okay, now, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. What is your opinion on Donald Trump?
Favorable. Extremely favorable.
Thank you. What about with Joe Biden?
I just think he's in the wrong job. Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Well, as president, very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Derek?
As a crook, very favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Derek Merritt?
Who is it?
Derek.
Ah, I'm unfamiliar.
Okay. What about Republicans as a whole in Congress?
Well, all but about six of them, very favorable.
And what about Democrats as a whole in Congress?
yeah, I don't like the Democrats too much. I'm a right winger. Well, that's not true. I used to be a Democrat, but I changed after Joe Biden.
Also, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Who?
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Mercy?
Marcy Captain, very unfavorable. I've had enough of Marcy. Get her out of there.
Yes. What about First Energy?
Who?
First Energy.
First?
First Energy, the electricity company.
Oh. They're okay. Favorable. Okay. Somewhat.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
And will you do it lean or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote?
Democrat. Donald Trump.
Thank you. Lean or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you.
No chance of any other option.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom will you vote?
I'm going to vote for Bernie.
And will you do it lean or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you.
What about J.D. Vance? You going to ask me about him?
I don't have it him. I don't have him in the list. I'm just have these two options.
We almost done?
Yes, we're almost done.
Okay.
What about if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? For the Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Oh, Derek Merritt for sure. I didn't hear you. I couldn't understand what you said. I thought you said Derek Aaron. Yeah, that's Derek Aaron for sure.
Okay. And is there a chance you might consider voting for the Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say that?
No chance.
Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to have me killed, are you?
No, no, no.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Don't worry about it. This is just for your opinion.
Okay.
And let me read you a statement.
I see somebody out there, or like, looks like there's somebody outside of the house. Are you sure you're not going to have me killed?
No, I'm completely sure.
Okay.
Most likely it's just a passerby. And
Because I'm answering these questions this way, you're not going to have me killed?
No, no. For sure. You're completely safe. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And some people said that Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda for Joe Biden, voting for high taxes and open borders, inviting millions of immigrants for illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
No chance of voting for her.
Okay, thank you.
Plus, I knew her when she was a wild woman. It wasn't good.
Okay, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to read some statements.
Do you like Marcy Kaptur?
Actually, I'm not able to provide that kind of information.
Oh. Well, you're asking me an awful lot of questions and not answering any of mine. Doesn't seem fair, but okay, let's keep going.
And I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them. It makes no difference. And this is the first one. Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill will prosecute both.
I'm well familiar with the bill. It makes no difference. Next question.
After taking money, this is the second, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof.
Makes no difference to me. The real crooks are in jail forever. Makes no difference.
Okay, this is the third one. Nearly every Republican Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment. If they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfer, but Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every American Republican...
Makes no difference.
Yeah. The fourth one, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers.
Makes no difference.
Okay, this is the next one. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and legal signs for...
Makes
office.
No difference.
And this is the last statement. As a landlord who has received over 100,000 contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Merritt wrote a legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental property.
Makes no difference.
Yeah. And based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or will you still vote for him?
Okay, I got to go. You said we were going to be almost done. I'm done. Take care of yourself. Nice talking to you. Next person you call, you got to get better. I can't hear you. You've got bad audio. I'm going to have to get a...